who gets into the Christmas spirit each year by giving back to her community. Danielle Jacobs Wolfrey started Bellies and Bottoms back in 2013, and she did it in hopes of teaching her three-year-old daughter, Renee, about empathy and the importance of giving back. They began collecting diapers and baby food for less fortunate families at Christmas time. Danielle, Renee, and some of their little helpers spoke with VOCN's Carrie Hodder.
Originally, we started off something at Christmas time because I wanted her at 3 years old to realize Christmas was more about giving than receiving. And it sort of snowballed when she went to school and all her friends started hearing about it, and then it sort of picked up a bunch of life of its own. She does basically a drive where she collects all items, toiletries and food items for infants. She's 9 now and this is year 7, so she can pretty much tell you everything she does, when she does it and how she does it, what she needs and where she needs it. I'm reduced to a taxi driver. She's actually incorporated a lot of her friends at school now who have become management in this quote-unquote charity. It's turned into a life of its own for sure.
Excellent. Can I speak to Renee for a quick second?
Hello?
Hi, Renee. How are you, cutie pie?
Good.
And now tell me, why did you want to start Bellies and Bottoms, and why do you continue it?
At Christmas time, babies and moms who don't have much money don't have anything for their babies, and they don't really got anything to eat. So when we started Bellies and Bottoms, we wanted to give everything that we collected to the babies and mommies in need.
And how do you collect these things?
We put boxes out all over Clarenville for people to drop stuff off in. The boxes are at Eastern Health Cosh Place, Clarenville Ford, Lions, Bingo, Velocity, Calvary Pentecostal Church, Riverside Elementary, Clarenville Middle School, Clarenville High School, and Glenda Greening out in Port Blanford.
Well, that is just wonderful. Why do you decide to keep doing this every year? Does it make you feel really good?
Yeah, it makes me feel like I'm making sort of a big change in the world.
We've got a couple of your little helpers on the line, too. Hi, Mackenzie. How old are you?
5.
Now, what is your job with Bellies and Bottoms?
I help make all the baby food. I help make the posters.
And we've got another helper on the line. Hey, Cadence. Is Renee a good boss?
Yes. Well, I've helped her do everything that she does. We try to help as many people as we can. We put bins out in her school, and it's already full here.
This is Carrie Hodder on your VOCM. Speaking with Renee and Cadence and Mackenzie, they are with Bellies and Bottoms in Clarenville. Renee, how can people find out more about Bellies and Bottoms?
We now have a Facebook account, a YouTube account, and an Instagram account.
Wonderful. Give me the details on how people can find you on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
For Facebook, you gotta go Facebook.com, Bellies and Bottoms ML.
Okay.
Like, you would go into YouTube and then you search Bellies and Bottoms, Clarenville. Instagram, well, I have no clue how Instagram works.
Can I tell you a secret? I don't either.
It's actually hashtag Bellies and Bottoms NL.
Okay, perfect. That's nice and easy to remember.
Actually, one of Mom's old students back in Labrador, she has now spreaded Bellies and Bottoms and Goose Bay.
That is fantastic. Danielle, I just love that this initiative is expanding, so it's in Happy Valley Goose Bay right now. That's pretty cool.
I love that it's involved so many more kids, too. Like, now the part that I really like about it is it's not only about the people who are getting out of it on the need side and the supply side, but as a teacher and in a school building, I've seen so many more kids that have been brought into the program and seeing the leadership and the empathy that they're getting from working with us and doing and helping. I find that is also another huge side of it that sort of accidentally happened.
And that's Danielle Jacobs Wolfrey and her daughter Renee Wolfrey talking a little bit about the initiative that they started in Clarenville back in 2013, Bellies and Bottoms. And we also heard from some of their little helpers there as well with Carrie Hodder. It is 8:47.